Guess what? Hey, fun news for President Bush. The stimulus plan rebates are going to start going out on Monday.
Woohoo! To everybody. I don't get anything from it.
Well, you get. Well, your parents would get money for you. Yeah. Which, if they were nice, they'd give to you.
I don't think so.
I believe it's $1,200 for a couple and then $300 for a dependent. So, well, my parents are giving me the whole thing.
Are they really?
So I can buy a laptop.
Yeah. I need to.
I didn't give them a choice.
About
I was just like, you know what?
I'm going to flatten your tires.
I was like, well, see, I knew they were getting a rebate before then because I keep up on the news. I was like, I know you guys are getting a rebate, so you're going to give it to me so I can buy a laptop. And they're like, oh, back into a corner. I don't know. Yeah, you have no choice. That's right. So that's how that went down. But President Bush said tax rebates will start going out Monday, earlier than previously announced, and should help Americans cope with rising gasoline and food prices, as well as aid a slumping economy.
Right.
Those first rebates will be directly deposited into people's bank accounts. The IRS has been saying direct deposits wouldn't start until next Friday. Bush said paper checks would begin going out on May 9th, a week earlier than previously announced. Quote, the money is going to help Americans offset the high prices we're seeing at the gas pump, the grocery store, and also give our economy a boost to help us pull out of this economic slowdown. I don't think it's gonna.
No. I'm all in favor of giving the people more money and having the government take less. But even, and this is a handsome amount of money for every citizen.
This is nice.
But I don't think it's going to jumpstart the economy.
Well, there's a, you know, I don't have a, believe me, I don't like taxes. You don't like that stuff. But at least when you cut taxes, it's not the government giving you money outright.
Right.
It's the government not collecting money from you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a situation where our government doesn't have money to begin with.
Yeah.
But they're going to give $168 billion of it away.
Right.
That's exactly what got the banks in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what has gotten people in trouble with buying loans when or getting mortgages that they can't afford.
Yeah.
You're not setting a very good example. Mm-hmm. Here, I don't have money, but I'm going to give you a bunch.
Yeah. I'm always in support of cutting taxes. I don't think I've ever much been in support of this program.
Bush's emphasis on fuel and food prices differed from other comments he's made since signing the economic stimulus legislation intended to aid the economy by boosting overall consumer spending, which accounts for roughly two-thirds of the nation's economic activity. Well, the thing about consumer spending is not only do people not have money to spend,
right.
They can't afford to get to the places where they need to spend the money.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's like having a big old brick wall in front of your house. I mean, gas is so – 365 is what I saw on my way home today. It's up there. It is up there, and it's not going to get much better.
I heard economists predicting that by this time next year, gas will exceed $5 a gallon.
That's nuts. I don't know. I have my reservations because – I think that if we really slap ourselves in the face and say we got to do something, not necessarily saying, well, we need to make solar panels on all the cars and it needs to be ethanol and all this stuff, that's retarded because you're not going to develop that in a year and get it mass-produced in a year. It's just not going to happen.
No.
You can try, but you're going to kill yourself trying. So, but I think what we need to do is – we've got a lot of oil here in the United States.
Yeah. We need to drill it.
We need to drill it.
Yeah.
Why not use it?
Shaft the caribou. I could give a rat's asshole about some goddamn deer prancing up in the snow.
Hey, here's a fun fact about the caribou. We can make more caribou. We can say, hey, male caribou, female caribou, get it on right now, make babies.
Yes, make babies. Lots of babies.
When it comes to oil, though, we can't just be like, oh, the foreign oil's gone.
Right.
We can't be like male oil, female oil, make baby oil. We can't. No, that didn't work.
Right.
We can make more caribou. If we kill some caribou in the process, oh, no skin off my back.
Right.
I could care less. We can make more. But,
there's enough types of deer anyway. Do we really need that type, that caribou?
I don't care.
We have caribou coffee.
That's not even made from real caribou.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. But, you know, if we can still remember caribou.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll
be named a coffee shop after that.
It'll be forever ingrained in our society. But it's galing to
replace the bald eagle with a caribou.
That's true. Okay. I like to quote Democrats because they make me feel so smart.
Uh-huh.
It's galing to think that taxpayers' stimulus checks will be lining the pockets of OPEC. The sad truth is the average American family will spend almost their entire stimulus check on higher gas prices this year, said Chucky Schumer of New York. And yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do about it, Congress?
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, you have no clue.
They've been sitting on their hands. And, I mean, that's not – the whole in Congress has been sitting on their hands. I'm going to say everybody, all 435 of them haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to come out and say, well, you know what? Bush should be doing something about oil, They can do something about oil. Yeah, yeah. Bush cannot alone decide to drill in Anwar in the United States.
Right.
It has to go through Congress, and it has to be brought up by a congressman.
Mm-hmm. I think that we can help the Democrats out right here, right now, you know, get the ball rolling. I think that what they need to do is buy a drill and stick it into the ground in Alaska and drill some oil.
It's amazing,
ooh,
isn't
there
it?
There we go. We just presented the idea.
Unless the administration gets OPEC to increase oil supply, American consumers are going to be in for a scorching summer of $4 gasoline with no relief in sight, Schumer said.
Right.
Well, we can increase OPEC supply by drilling
oil
here at home. I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record here,
uh-huh.
but that's how you fix the problem right now.
Yeah.
If you don't want $4
now,
gasoline,
now,
you got
to
drill.
Look to the future, you know, alternative energy sources. Great, you know, an electric car. Perfect. Plug it into the wall overnight.
Awesome.
I've spoken before on the Chevrolet Volt. I won't recap on it. Cars like that, you know, as much as I despise of Toyota, the Prius, okay? It's a nice program. If you need an SUV, the Ford Escape Hybrid.
Even GMC has the Suburban Hybrid coming out. Yeah.
There's a Suburban Hybrid coming out, and if you really need a big car like that, the Suburban Hybrid, they even have it in their trucks. I mean, those are massive SUVs. They get 25 miles to the gallon, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous for a car of that size.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they've got the ethanol and all that stuff and hydrogen cars. That's years down the road, though. However, I did hear some interesting news the other day. I was at my grandfather's house, and he informed me that one of his good friends' son, being an engineer, and I believe it is Arizona, is working on an engine for a car. The car will cost $7,000, so very affordable.
Yeah.
It will have either, I believe he said, a Subaru or a Volkswagen engine in it, but Walmart is making a car.
You mean those bastards at Walmart that hate poor people?
Right. And here's a picture of the car.
Oh, hey, there we are.
Little tiny two-seater deal, it looks like.
God, you know, Walmart, they're such assholes. They hate,
I know.
They hate everybody.
Yeah,
they hate
the
poor.
Economy.
Oh, God. What?
Walmart, big corporations, evil.
Evil
45
people.
Miles to the gallon for $7,000.
Evil people.
How dare they?
Think about that. $7,000. Now, for a car, a normal... Okay, let's say 15 grand.
Uh-huh.
We'll say you pay for it.
Right.
So that's a difference of, what's that, $8,000?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And 45 miles to the gallon, you're not going to spend $8,000 in gas.
No.
Probably across... Well, I don't want to say across your entire lifetime, but for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite
How
the
How dare
car.
They help the people?
That's so mean of them.
I know.
That's so mean. Hey, guess what? Nancy Pelosi is still talking. I'm surprised.
I was hoping she had a stroke by this point.
I thought someone would advise her, hey, Nancy, would you just stop talking? You're not making any sense anymore. She agreed that people, quote...
What do you mean, anymore? She never did to begin with.
Well, maybe when she was younger. She said, quote, people...
Goo-goo, gaga.
That was the most comprehensible thing she's ever said.
Okay.
She said, people, quote, need this rebate to cope with the rising cost of gas and groceries. No kidding. But then she says, and this is kind of what scares me, and we have begun some conversation with the administration and Republicans on a second stimulus package. The first one's cost $168 billion.
Right.
The next one's going to cost, let's say, $100 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$268 billion on stimulus?
Mm-hmm.
You're not even going to wait for it to do anything?
And whose idea is the second one?
Well, the second one is a discussion between the administration and Republicans. So it's a collective bipartisan screw-up.
Let's not go with that one.
Let's wait. You know, Democrats love to just move ahead. Let's wait until this one takes effect. No one's even gotten their check yet.
Right.
And then we'll see the effects, and then you can talk about a second.
Right.
It goes back to the Iraq war thing. In July, when Petraeus was supposed to give his briefing in September, they were saying the surge has failed, let's pull out.
Right. Yeah.
And then it succeeded, and they admitted it.
Yeah.
Okay, had you just waited, you wouldn't look like fools.
that's the left-wing way.
They have to be
it's
ahead
their
of
motto,
it.
Motto, you know?
They have to be ahead of things. And guess what? People don't like the economy. They're not very happy. Surprise. The Reuters University of Michigan Sentiment Index decreased to 62.6 from 69.5 the previous month. I have no idea what the hell that means, by the way.
No clue.
I don't think it's a percentage.
I couldn't imagine.
It's an index, so... The measure
63% of people now support this economy.
The measure was down from a preliminary estimate of 63.2. Economists had forecast the consumer sentiment gauge would fall to 63.2 and from 69.5 in March. A measure of current conditions, which reflects America's perceptions of their financial situation and whether it's a good time to make big-ticket purchases, decreased to 77 from 84.2 last month. So, and car sales are down like crazy. I don't know. Do I have that number in here? Well, car sales are down.
Car sales. Toyota's hurting big for that. Actually, you know, I'm going to check that right now. I actually heard from one of Nick's relatives that a lot of car companies' stock just skyrocketed.
Yeah. Well, hey, while you're checking that, we'll take a quick commercial break. So we'll come back. We'll talk about car stocks. We'll talk. I thought you were going to slap me. You like put two thumbs up and scare the crap out of me. My peripheral vision. We'll talk about Canadian study about oil prices, and then we're going to talk about 2008 presidential update. Welcome back, everybody, to the current good old Bob Seger playing in the background. We've got those numbers from Logan. Go ahead.
All right. Some stock here. General Motors. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. Actually, I checked. Their stock was riding $17 something per share. It's up to 21 now. So that's good. A couple other companies across the board, foreign and domestic, have all gone up. However, Jake and I were just talking on the break about...
I love how we can say that.
About American Axle.
Yeah.
And how ridiculous this is. Because with them halting production of axles, I'm assuming, the big three have really have to cut back production. When you have less to sell, you know, you're not going to make...
Axles are a pretty important part of the car.
I think so. Yeah. You know, I'm not quite an engineer yet, but I'm pretty sure those are vital. Now you were saying what? They made $73 an hour.
I believe the number was $73 an hour. Those workers who are on strike right now, yeah.
Yeah. And what is it in Ohio?
In Ohio and Indiana and like everywhere else, it's like 30.
Okay, so $73 an hour. I mean, that's got to be damn near a six-digit salary.
That's pretty good.
In a chair and screwing a bolt when whatever it is slides down your line,
yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's probably more than teachers.
Probably.
How
about definitely?
Let's compute.
It's not like they have a really difficult job here.
It's true.
You know, and we were talking, you know, about a gentleman by the name of Lee Iacocca. He was the CEO of Chrysler a while back when Chrysler wasn't doing so hot. And he went to the unions when it was time to negotiate contracts and said, all right, here's the deal. Here's my contract. You got 10 minutes to sign it. Or I get in my plane, fly to Washington, file corporate bankruptcy, and lay off every one of your workers that I have to pay $60 an hour, and I'll hire scabs for $15
an hour. We need more leaders like that.
Yeah.
We need somebody
with a pair of cojones.
Yeah, who's not afraid of the unions.
Do the damn job.
Who's not afraid of these unions, these bully unions by the way, if it's on a five-hour workday, 5 days a week, $87,000 a year.
On a five-hour day.
On a five-hour day. So, but, yeah, we need somebody who can stand up for these unions because they offered them money that would still make them the highest paid in the world in this field, and they turned it down.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You know what?
Fire them all.
Yeah, fire them all. You go work in Ohio, do the same job for $40 less an hour.
And you know what? Don't – American Axle, you could fire every one of those workers, and I guarantee you by the end of the week – you've had enough people and scabs, people that used to work for Ford but got laid off. It's not a difficult job. You sit in a chair with a screwdriver and screw something in when your axle slides down the line. They could get people to do it for $20 an hour.
Easily.
Don't tell me those people that got laid off that, might have been making $80,000 a year at Ford. You know, don't tell me they wouldn't be like, oh, God, I don't have a job now, but if you're only going to pay me $20, I'm not going to take it.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd be like, well, hell yeah, I need some sort of money. Even $20 an hour for that job is still a lot.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So, anyway, that was my rant.
There we go. Canadian study, oil prices to double by 2012. The price of oil...
I wouldn't rely on a Canadian study.
That's the first thing. I was like, Canadian... They do studies in Canada. They actually have smart people up there. Who said this was done by smart people? Yeah. It's likely to hit $150 a barrel this year. But by 2010, they assume $225 a barrel. By 2012, excuse me. I might have said that wrong. As supply becomes increasingly tight. Analyst Jeff Rubin in his report noted accelerating depletion rates in many of the world's largest and most mature oil fields. He estimates oil production will hardly grow at all, with average daily production between now and 2012 rising by barely a million barrels a day. An expected drop in demand in the United States, and this comes interesting here, an expected drop in demand in the United States due to higher prices and a weak economy will be more than offset by demand growth in developing nations. And remember the Tata car... that came out in India, which got, I don't know the gas mileage on it, but it was 2500. Was it good?
It was really good.
Okay, $2,500 was what it cost, and it allowed millions of them to drive. And so oil demand in India has gone up. In China, it's going up. And in the United States, it's going down. So you might say, well, demand's going down. It should even out, but not if it's going up in other places. And this Walmart car is probably going to help.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll have people who can't afford cars buying cars, and people who... Uh-huh. might be able to afford a bigger car, buying the car for the gas mileage.
Right. You know, the other thing is that with a car like that, I mean, could you, how infrequent how infrequently would you have to fill up on gas?
45 miles a gallon.
45 miles a gallon,
depending on how much the tank held. I guess
mean, that's remarkable.
That is very good, and that's going to encourage more people to buy gasoline. The problem is, and you know, if our demand, we almost don't want our demand to go up, because if our demand goes up, while everybody else's demand is going up, the price just goes even higher.
Yeah,
because the supply isn't going anywhere if we're not drilling. I mean, we haven't built a new refinery in this country in 30 years.
Yeah,
so the. And it's not like oil is just magically, you know, being planted in these oil fields.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say planted because that doesn't make sense. But
well, we got what you meant.
So we almost don't want our demand to go up
right
over here. But at the same time,
you know, that's a lot of people are doing that. People that have the money to, you know, go out and get a nice car. You know, my grandfather has several very nice cars, but you know, he in large part doesn't drive those cars. He went out and bought a cheap, affordable Saturn Ion that he gets 37 miles to the gallon with. And he drives that almost every day, and he's saving unheard of amounts of money gasoline.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was driving a Tahoe every day. 15 miles per gallon.
That would put a hole in your pocketbook,
A hole. Yeah, a big
one. That would disintegrate the pocketbook. It would just disappear.
You might as well just go to your bank, withdraw cash, and flush it down the toilet. Okay. But yeah, you know, I'm not one of those crazy psycho liberals. Oh, we need to save the environment and do this and that.
Yeah.
And, let's not use plastic bags. I am, however, if I'm going to buy a $7,000 car, that car will pay for itself in the amount of money I'll save in gas eventually.
Over the course of
three or 4 years? I mean, come on. My car doesn't get horrible. I didn't get 20 miles to the gallon. I'm never on the highway, though. That's all city. So it's not horrible.
If
I'm older and I have some money to do so, I'll certainly go out and buy a $7,000 car from Walmart.
Oh, totally. I forgot to say, my car, if you watched our episode, our Cars of the Show on YouTube, is a piece of junk. It gets decent gas mileage. I just don't know how much gas is ever left in it because the meter bobs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But our school security guard, who we called Don Vito, was driving behind me the other day. He drives a Ford Edge, I think I told you.
Mm-hmm.
He was making fun of my car on Thursday. He was talking smack to me about my car. He comes into the I'm in the athletic office, second hour, and he comes in. I usually go out and get food from the vending machine, and he calls it my breakfast. So he comes in, and he goes, "You haven't gotten your breakfast yet." And I said, "Yeah, didn't really have enough money to buy it." He's like, "Oh, I bet you're putting all your money into your car there." I was like, "Yeah, not really. He's like, "Yeah, I like the rust on the side." And he was like, "Oh, thank you." Now Don Vito, the security guard, is making fun of my car. Awesome. Just get as many people as possible.
Yeah,
I like Logan's suggestion, though, that when my car dies, just buy a new engine and keep the car.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that.
Just keep the body.
just for fun. All right, quote of the day.
You got to do something really special. It'll drop a 7.0-liter V8 in it, so when somebody thinks it's a piece of crap, you smoke them in this rust
bucket. That would be hilarious. I should drag race that thing if I get a good engine in it. All right, quote of the day. Republican Whip Roy Blunt. Quote, "A full 15 months have passed since Democrats came into power with ambitious promises to provide affordable energy to all. But in that time, the price of oil has more than doubled, natural gas has risen by 20%, and the, quote, Pelosi premium has added an extra dollar to the price Americans pay for a gallon of gas." He just laid in to the Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Good job, Roy Blunt.
It's so true.